This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما نساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that none is worthy of worship but Allah azza wa jal. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us a love for Him, a fear of Him, and a hope in His mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the greatest examples of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his inability and in his strength to remain firm when times are difficult. And the inner wisdom of that is that Allah wants to say to you and I that if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to face hardships and difficulties in life, then surely you yourselves will not escape it. And the best way to follow the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not to just pick and choose the things that are easy to do, but rather to take the whole of Islam that he was sent with. So Allah tells us in the Quran, "Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa," that when you enter into faith, enter into it wholeheartedly, comprehensively, entirely. There's no half step, one foot in, one foot out. And Islam, from the very beginning, has not been in need. So if you are not willing and wanting to hold on to the truth and practice it, يَسْتَبْدِلْ غَيْرَكُمْ Allah brings in your place you and me and others, and makes a better effort for those who come later than us to do better than what we have done in the places that we have been. And therefore you see the Prophet ﷺ, one of the greatest miracles, one of the greatest blessings he has is that he is the last prophet. First one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anytime you hear the name, the description, or think of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your heart, your lips, and your mind should move with sending prayers, durood and salawat upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What makes him so special is he's the last one. That there's nobody needed after him. And everybody who came before him needed him to complete the message that they came with. Now, why is that relevant to you and I? Because as you sit here, sometimes there's an internal struggle within myself, within me as a mature adult, and within you as young Muslim growing youth. There's this battle that occurs about how much I can do, and what will Allah forgive me for not doing? And yes, I make mistakes, so does everyone. And is Allah really going to hold me accountable for everything that I miss and everything that I do wrong? And will I be rewarded in the way correctly? And therefore, the basis of Iman is not that you're doing things, but it's a belief in the heart that then shows in your practice. One of the failings that we all have as Muslims is at times we think of ourselves we are with Allah. I remember sitting with someone and he said to me, Sheikh Yahya, you know, I'm not that bad, subhanAllah. You know, I'm not like that person. Like I don't do what they do. That person, look how they talk bad about others, or look what they've taken from others, or look how they've been. And they live their life, they test whether they are right or wrong, not on what they are doing, but on what they think others are doing worse than them. And the battle for you to achieve Jannah is just about you and yourself and Allah. It doesn't involve anybody else. That the one who deep down in their heart has a sense of love for Allah, where you would value your faith in Allah more than you value the opinions of others. Sees of you and hears of you when others are not present, because that's what matters. That when you're in your private time and nobody's around you, that you think somebody else is witness to. Some of my year 10s, they will remember we studied this question, my year 10s, especially from last year, year 11s this year. Who is a better person? This is one of the old questions that philosophers would ask. Who's better? A person who walks into a room where nobody's there and sees a pile of money, and in their heart they're tempted to take some of it, no one will see them, no one will know. Nobody's observed them. They walked in, they'll walk out, no one will see them. And in their heart, they take that money. They put it in their pocket and they leave. And they got away. And after a moment, they go back and they put it back and they say, no, I shouldn't have done that. Is that a better person? Or the one who walks in that room, sees that money, has the same opportunity and says, no, I'm not going to touch it, and just leaves. Most of us, we assume that the first one who wasn't tempted, who didn't touch it, who didn't look at it. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah doesn't just care about whether you did it or not, but what you've learned along the way as well. And in fact, the one who does wrong and corrects it can bring themselves to a higher place than the one who didn't do wrong in the first place. In everything, even in the reading of the Quran, subhanAllah, myself and some of the imams here in the school, some of our students are hafiz of the Quran. And I might be able to sit and read Surah Al-Baqarah in an hour and a half. And it might take you a month stumbling every time, every ayah to get through the surah. And the promise of the Prophet ﷺ is true. Where although I can read it once, twice, three, four, five times in the month, you reading that one time can give you twice the reward of the one who is skilled. The Prophet ﷺ says, Al-Mahiru bil Quran, the one who's so skilled with the Quran, they can reach the level of the angels in their reward. But the one who reads the Quran, yuta'ati'u fi, يَتَتَعْتَعُ فِي, different pronunciations, stumble bubbling in it, pausing and have to correct themselves and go back. One of reading it and the one of pushing themselves to correct their mistakes until they get better. Because falling down and getting back up is harder than just difficulties in life that don't build in you the resilience and the importance of recognizing the good when you've also experienced the difficulties. There are three messages that I want you to hear from me today, inshallah. First is look to where you are and look where you want to be. And whether it's math or tajweed, whether it's you not having a good relationship with your family or your friends or your parents, whether it's the way you appear or look or whatever it is that you want to make a change and you're able to make a change in, look to where you are and then look to where you want to be and plan a path to success. The Prophet ﷺ, Allah says to he and us, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدْ. Look to what you're going to bring forward tomorrow. Look to what you're going to do in the coming day, month, year, and into the next life. Look what you will carry forward in the sight of Allah and in your behavior. Number two, Allah says, وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا. Allah says to the Prophet ﷺ to say to us, work hard. Put amal, put effort. We have this saying in our culture as Muslims, man jadda wajada. The one who takes things serious is the one who succeeds. The one who puts in effort is the one who achieves. I was so inspired and impressed by a lot of the students that were up there on the stage. And subhanAllah, it's sad that at times the only thing that is recognized, or the majority of things that are recognized, are academic results or memorization of Quran. And subhanAllah, as I look out at the sea of students that is in front of me, I know from having taught almost every single one of you here in high school and many of you in primary, that there is incredible opportunity in your life. I know just from looking into your eyes and experiencing the time, limited time that I've had, I could see the